Reading for April 16th, entitled, Cultivating a Christ-like Character. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any. Even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 and 13. During the hours of the night, while others are sleeping, I am praying that the responsible work committed to my trust may be so unselfishly and faithfully done that God will approve. The anxiety is not with me what others may think or what others may do, but what shall I do to glorify God, and will my work bear the inspection of God? Is every high look removed from me? Is my heart in harmony with Jesus, the humble man of Calvary? I am weeping and praying and working, trying my motives and feelings in the light of eternity. And if I am saved at last, it will be through the matchless love of my Redeemer. Oh, how great has been that love that would endure such self-denial, such self-sacrifice for me! All we can do will be little enough, and we may well say we are unprofitable servants. Just as surely as we exalt ourselves and take the highest seat, God will humble us in some way very trying to human nature. My husband, we must cultivate the Spirit of Christ. There are many who profess the truth who need its sanctifying influence upon their hearts. Upright dealing and an exalted profession may characterize the life, but a want of true kindness, nobility of soul, conciliatory deportment will neutralize all the good they are capable of doing. A sour, censorious religion finds no example in the religion of Christ. Kind words, pleasant looks, and unselfish courtesy we must cultivate, for it will invest our character with a charm that will secure us respect and increase our usefulness tenfold more than were we otherwise in words and deportment. An account we will have to render to God by and by, and we do not want to be ashamed of it because it bears the stamp of inconsistencies of impulse, of selfishness. We want to have an eye single to God's glory and our soul temple cleansed of selfishness, and we assimilated to His divine image. Let us grow in grace, cling with faith to Jesus Christ, and we shall be upheld by His power. Taken from Letter 22, dated April 16, 1880, to James White, her husband, who had just retired as General Conference President.